time now for your comments. First, a clarification. Richard Gross of Baltimore wrote to correct the introduction of a Pentagon story. It said Donald Rumsfeld, at 68, is the oldest of defense secretaries. Gross says, not so. He wrote, Caspar Weinberger, born August 18, 1917, was 70 when he left the Pentagon in November 1987. Well, Weinberger was older when he left the position than Rumsfeld was when he started, but Rumsfeld is the oldest ever to be named and is likely to be the oldest when he leaves. Audrey Ogizi from Milwaukee called in with this comment about the 4th of July program.
When I awoke this March, Independence Day, to your reading of the Declaration of Independence, it brought tears to my eyes. Thank you. We seldom realize how blessed those of us were born here are. You reminded me, and I know I won't forget it ever again.
Concerning Renee Montaigne's interview with Brian R. Myers on the Reader's Manifesto, Lindsay Osborne writes from Huntington, Indiana, I am so relieved to hear Brian Myers speak the truth about postmodern fiction, all sound, no substance. I, too, have felt unworthy of my master's degree in English for not appreciating highly extolled current books. If the reader doesn't understand the message, what's the use? Sally Meehan agrees. Thank you, Brian R. Myers. Oh, thank you for pointing out with the lean grace of the warrior's sleek and befeathered arrow, with the lonely crying crystal precision of the North Star, with the surety of the wolf's bloody bicuspid tearing through the tender rabbit's flesh of life, running, running into the indigo velvet night. Thank you for observing that reading postmodern American novels is often about as enjoyable as trying to eat corn on the cob without removing the husk. Listeners commented on Scott Horsley's report on San Diego's program using automatic cameras to photograph drivers who run red lights. Richard Albano says, I find it hard to swallow that citizens could be allowed to sue for having been caught at this dangerous act. I found it particularly offensive that the person suing has a record of traffic violations, another case of the perpetrator becoming the victim. I am not particularly surprised that there are attorneys championing their cause. Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.